Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of Hunter, the star of Land's End. He stars in so many great things. He was the NCIS here last year, last season. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred.
Thanks so much, Mike. How are you before we get going here?
I'm good. Gary, I should also mention, is with us today. Mike, welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, that's the guy sitting across
Happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, he's in the chair, but I believe I'm the guy with the sandwich. So
yeah, what is that? Well, how'd you find that? Was that at the hospital?
Yeah, I checked into the chef. Jeff left it in the kitchen over there, so I thought I'd bring it into the show so you could take a look at it.
Wow, that's a handsome wad of food you got there.
That's a fine looking sandwich right there.
Is that a sandwich? What is it?
Yeah, it's a sandwich. It's a chicken sandwich, and it's got layers of great flavors in there. You can see nice thick bread on there.
We've got to come up with.
Don't look at it like that. I'm going to eat this later.
Yeah, I know.
Please.
We've got to come up with a branded sandwich for you. So it's the Mike Horn, slugfest,
The Sports Lounge sandwich. We should have a Sports Lounge sandwich.
It's got to have your name on it. Mike Horn Sports Lounge, double back. It'll have pancakes in it. Hard-boiled eggs and all that stuff.
Double Back, that's Drew Bledsoe's winery in Washington State called Double Back.
Is it?
Yeah, so that's a good name there. We should have a Fred Dreyer, and what I do with the Fred Dreyer is it would not have bread because Fred refuses to eat bread when he goes to dinner, but it would have slabs of some sort of very good-for-you lettuce and then a piece of salmon smashed in between there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like a salmon patty with steamed broccoli as a bun.
Yeah, steamed broccoli.
A broccoli patty, a smidgen of Spam.
Yeah, you heard me talking about that. Listen, Spam, when you and I were kids, was incredible. We're going to talk about that in a second.
I love Spam.
But let me just say, Fred Dreyer, follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. And we got emails. We forgot them last week. We'll get to them this week. Send your emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control.
Hmm.
Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents. Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
The big game is right around the corner, and the basketball season is off and rolling. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through it all. BetOnline.ag has all of the big game wagering action that you could ask for, including everyone's favorites, the prop bets. How long will the national anthem go? Will there be a wardrobe malfunction? How many yards will Patrick Mahomes throw for? There are literally hundreds of props to bet on before the game even starts. So head on over to BetOnline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and get in on everything about the big game. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, betonline.ag.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Mike Gary, Mike Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And I'm going to hold, by the way, we're going to come to you on a lot of different areas. CRN Talk Radio, we're on Sports Byline Radio, we're on Sirius XM Channel 211, and we're on Roku and Facebook Live. And when we're on Roku and Facebook Live, today on the show, I'm going to see if I can set a Guinness Book of World Records by holding this chicken sandwich throughout the entire program today. So wish me well.
Well,
that's what I'll be doing here on the show. I'll be holding it right there for you to take a look at.
Well, the other thing else is to hold the grin on your face.
I'll do the
same.
That's
the challenge.
Going to do the same. And I'm working on being a ventriloquist, and I'll be talking while holding the sandwich and with that grin. So this is amazing here.
Let's see if you can actually eat that sandwich while you're doing the show without us knowing or having any hint at all that you're actually talking with your mouth full.
You're staring at the sandwich like you're going to grab it from me, so please stay away with that frown of yours from that sandwich. I'll get you out for some salmon later on today after the show. Now, let's talk final games, because we're going to have our friend Adam Burns is going to be here from.
Yeah, didn't I bet him that the Niners would completely crush Green Bay?
Yeah,
I believe I did.
He said Green Bay was going to win.
It's really it frightens me when your betting guru is that wrong.
And you and I talked a little bit, and I kind of talked you into maybe Derrick Henry having another great game for the Titans, and that wasn't the case.
So yeah, we went for it. We have to tell our audience. We contemplated, the fact that it's a long shot that the Tennessee Titans could win, but we just had the feeling that let's go with it. Let's see what happens here. Let's see how this runner attacks Kansas City's line of scrimmage, because San Francisco is going to have to do the same thing, right? So we got into the game for a half. That was a pretty good game. Tennessee was in it for a half, but then these guys, this is the one thing that Frisco has to be aware of, is they can just ignite and take off and score 30 points.
So what do you think, Fred Dreyer? Because I talked to your friend, and I want to get him on the show here. I know you do, too. Vince Ferragamo, your old quarterback pal from the Los Angeles Rams. I happened to dial his number by mistake, and he immediately called right back to see what was going on. And I said, hey, we need you for the game. No, he likes the defense of the 49ers. But if you look, and when we get into with Adam here, San Francisco favored by just a point. It's really a pick 'em game. So what's your thoughts as we get into the Super Bowl?
Well, it's just that. They're two evenly matched teams. You got prolific offenses. They got very good defenses. I give the defensive nod to San Francisco because I think they're pretty efficient at controlling the line of scrimmage. And they've got six down linemen that they can alternate and shuffle around and put over the center. I think they're going to give Mahomes a real hard time, Super Bowl Sunday. So let's see what happens. It's really going to have to be a battle of the line at the line of scrimmage, and I give that nod to San Francisco.
Yeah, that's exactly what Vince Ferragamo said, and I see that too. But I like Andy Reid. I think he's, mm-hmm. Looking for his first Super Bowl win. He's looking for his first Super Bowl. He was with Philadelphia for a while, but he needs his win here. And so he's a good coach. I think that Kansas City team looks good. Mahomes can really explode. We've seen him explode in the last two playoff games. So this is a tough one. It could go any way, but, you start thinking too much and maybe you get off your bet like we did last week. We were going to pick the favorites on both games, and we didn't.
Yeah, but we had the serious conversation. It's not like that we made a naive bet.
Right.
We said, look, Kansas City and San Francisco will probably be in the Super Bowl. But just for the heck of it, let's let's pick Tennessee to upset Kansas City, and let's see what happens. What the hell?
Yeah, and so the Super Bowl is being played in Florida, home of the Dolphins, at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Garden. It's going to be a week from this Sunday on the 2nd, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific time. The Chiefs have played before, but it's been 50 years ago. In fact, the Chiefs played the first Super Bowl ever to be played against the Packers in 1966, but they lost. And then they won Super Bowl IV in 1969. Now, the 49ers have been in six Super Bowls. They won five of them. Who's won the most Super Bowls? Well, New England, the Patriots have won six. The Steelers have won six. If San Francisco wins this one, they'll be tied with the Steelers and the Patriots with six wins in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very within their reach, and I think that's one of the real big points that the coaches will make this next 2 weeks. We want to join. We don't want the rest of the league, certainly the two remaining teams, to pull away from us. We want to stay even. We need that sixth Super Bowl. So that's a very motivating effect.
You played in a Super Bowl. You're the Rams against the Steelers. As the Steelers started to go on their great streak, but you had a good half there, a little bit more than that in the game. What's it like? What's the feeling like as a player to get into that arena from a regular game? Do you feel any different?
Well, sure. You happen to pay attention a little bit more so during the weeks of preparation, and you realize that this is the only game in town. This is a great game. It's part of history. You have a great opportunity to play well individually, and also to see who amongst your teammates will break out. I do remember looking over my shoulder. It was a passing situation, and Bradshaw threw the ball, and as he released it, I looked over my left shoulder and saw the ball enter into Nolan Cromwell's breadbasket, and just as fast as it entered, it popped out.
Now,
if he catches that, there's probably a good chance we win the game.
That's
a big upset, and that's the whole thing. We were 12-point dogs in this thing, and I told you the story where Frank Corral, our place kicker, missed. We scored first, and then He kicked the extra point, and it hit the crossbar. It didn't go in. And about 500 people behind me, right there at the Rose Bowl, where the stands come right down behind the bench, and there was about 500 gamblers that ran down from their seats down to the edge and were yelling at Frank Corral. They were like maybe about 10 yards away from him. And he was walking toward me, and I had to clear out because I wanted nothing to do with it. And when Frank, came off the field, these guys wore him out with every epithet you could possibly make up. You could not believe how incredibly funny it was. And he had his head down, and he was kind of like looked around and didn't really kind of know what to say. And it's a Super Bowl moment that you kind of don't. You don't make room for until that happens. You know, you're always thinking, oh, someone will score a touchdown. Someone will do a great thing. We'll have a big game. It'll be an upset. It'll be wonderful, and it'll be fantastic. But you never, ever, ever think for a minute that there's going to be a moment like that where a bunch of gamblers threaten the life of your place kicker.
So Corral kind of looked like you Darvish after Jose Altuve's armpit.
Yeah, that's right. That was just like that.
Just that look on his face, like, get me out of here. I'm done. All right, we'll take a break. More in the Sports Lounge. Mike Gary, Mike Horn, and Fred Dreyer from CRN Sports.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519.
800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with Mike Gary and the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, let's get into this a little bit. Major League Baseball, they say they're not planning to strip the Astros or the Red Sox of their World Series titles. I didn't think they would.
Nor should they.
Yeah, nor I don't believe they should either, but there should be an asterisk there that says cheating scandal. That's what I think.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I think that's what they should put on there, an asterisk, so people know what happened. But Rob Manfred said they're not going to strip them, and he said, you know, I think he's trying to sweep things under the rug a little bit, and I don't know if enough has been done. Yes, managers have been suspended, then fired. Same with the general manager from the Astros. If your head's under a rock, you know, the Astros cheated in the 2017 World Series. Alex Cora masterminded that as Ben's coach with A.J. Hinch and Jeff Lunau from the general manager from although Jeff Lunau said he didn't know anything about it, but he had to have his head under a rock. Anyway, those guys have been not only suspended, but they've been dumped by their respective teams. And Carlos Beltran, who was on the Astros as well, got dumped before he even managed one game with the Mets. So that's fine, but what about the players? What about the ownership of the team, Fred? What's your thoughts here?
Well, the players are just one aspect of what I think should be uncovered and punished severely. This is a sport where that ownership has always said what's critical to baseball is its history. What's critical to baseball is its statistics, its Hall of Fame lineup. The good citizenry that, along with great baseball playing, you know, celebrates the Hall of Fame. And so suddenly, you know, when the when ownership was faced with doing the right thing with the steroid situation, and when I say that, I mean that ownership should have, the minute one owner realized Barry Bonds' head was now getting the size of a basketball, they should have just went down to the locker room and sent him home and told him, this is not acceptable. I don't care if you hit 700 home runs, 750 home runs. It doesn't make any difference. You are not going to represent the San Francisco Giants and the future antics of baseball players and their pursuit of records, Hall of Fame records. You're not going to be the individual or the group of individuals that destroys the premise of the game. And that's good, hard baseball. Play the best you can, celebrate wins, celebrate the sport with World Series championships, and celebrate the tremendous record that players establish personally in their quest for world championships. You know, you've got a group of owners here in baseball today that knew all about what was going on.
Yep.
They knew it, and it was proved when ownership was told by the league, which is the ownership. Ownership owns the commissioner. Commissioner told the manager, the general manager, and subsequently told the owner that, you know, there'll be no more of this stealing signs because we know you're doing it. This was in 17.
Yep.
And so
they had a warning in 17.
They had a warning. So what is this mystery about who knows what and how about the league now saying that we're going to cap this investigation? No, let's see what Manfred does. This is going to define his commissionership, if you will. this is going to really put him on the map as somebody who will go down in history for doing the right thing and stepping up at the right time when the game of baseball means something. You know, the game of baseball, the sport, really does need this guy to stand up and separate himself from the people that hired him, which is 30 owners, separate themselves from that and come out and say, hold a press conference and say, I've been investigating this, and here's who's guilty, here's who did what, here's who's innocent, and this is what we're going to do about it. And I believe number one you should start out with is having this Carey guy, the guy that owns the Astros, to divest the team. That's the first thing I demand.
Jim Crane.
So Jim Crane will now be awakened by his wife, who taps on his eyelids and says, "Wake up, darling. You know they're coming for you." You know, and
well, he says he doesn't know anything about
it. Yeah,
of
course
Fred.
Not. That's the one reason he should be have to divest the team. He's a liar, just like everybody else in this culture today is a liar.
Yeah, Crane's mentioned that he says the players are going to apologize for their electronic sign stealing scandal. That's what he said.
They had
this player get together here. They had Jose Altuve was there, Alex Bregman, a lot of other people there. They didn't say anything. They didn't. They didn't apologize.
Of course not.
They didn't say anything. They just kept quiet while they had buzzers that supposedly under their armpits getting signs back from them. And so Crane says they're going to apologize. When? How? And Crane, come on. You didn't know this was going on. You had a warning back in 17, right?
Yeah, so did the players. And how about Hinch? How about the general manager? How about these guys allowing this to happen? If you've got a great baseball team, and they did, you don't need to bang on trash can lids, you know, to make you feel more secure if you're going into the World Series. You know, you play a good team in the Dodgers, you go seven games with them, and you win it on the road. They won that game on the road legitimately because there was no banging on the trash.
Who knows if they didn't have somebody in center field for the Dodgers?
Well,
who,
but the point is, but the point is that this A.J. Hinch, he should not be allowed to manage baseball games anymore. And the general manager, they'll have a secret meeting on a golf course, and they'll say, "Okay, Jay, you got to promise not to do this anymore. You put us in a tough spot. You can come back."
The players should go too. Those that were definitely involved in this thing, they should be gone. They should be suspended. I don't think we're through with this, but I think they're trying to sweep it under the rug. Going to use the Super Bowl to try to quiet it down. And unless reporters ask the tough questions and keep it going, it's going to disappear, and baseball will have a big black mark against it forever.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
We're back into Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Mike Gary, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And by the way, I'd like to thank my dog, Lindy, who always wanted to be on camera with Fred Dreyer, for being filling in for me today. And my favorite, James Bond, the late Roger Moore, for also sitting in for me today. Now,
what's the sandwich? Wait, don't pass up on the sandwich.
Thanks to the sandwich.
Lindy's only here because of the sandwich.
There you have it. Ate it, too, by the way. It's gone. We've got fan mail here for Fred Dreyer. You've emailed Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And The Adams people call in here, David and Kathy, and say, Jack McDowell had an interesting statement about team stealing signs. Been going on for years. Wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees stole signs when they played the Mets in the 2001 or the Mariners in the ALCS as they were hitting and laying off pitches like they knew what the next pitch would be. Stealing signs is like stealing bases. When you have special hand signals, just tell the opposing players on the other team not to peek. I'm a Mariners fan, but technology is in baseball now. We need to get over it and stop magnifying this story. I think it should be magnified, don't you, Fred? Come on.
Yes, somebody has to go down for this, and not just a manager, a general manager, or Altuve, or a couple of these guys. This is more systemic than you would think.
That's it. Brian says, what do you think of the Giants adding former Cowboys coach Jason Garrett as an offensive coordinator? I like it. Garrett worked well with Tony Romo as a coordinator.
I don't know either one of them. It's hard to say. I don't know. It seems like a natural fit. I don't know.
Colin says, for the Super Bowl, I will be rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. I like Andy Reid and would love for him to win the Super Bowl. I like Andy Reid, too, don't you?
Yeah. He's supposed to be a good citizen and a good coach, certainly. So he's got a shot at it. Let's see what happens.
McAllister says they want to know who you have in the Super Bowl. I think you're leaning towards the Niners now. That's who McAllister's taking as well, right?
Yeah, he's taking – Brian's taking the Niners, as I am. It's going to be a close game. It's a 1-2-point game.
All right, real quick comment. Lou Piniella's coming back to baseball. He's going to be in the Cubs broadcast booth. You ready for that?
Good.
We'd like to get your thoughts on that.
But he's only going to be in the booth for what, a handful of games a year?
Yeah, 15 or 16 games. Let's get your thought on this one next week. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. By the way, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can always email him, Fred Dreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Shaq Sports Hour.
Sports fans, we're talking all-time most heartbreaking moments. You're on.
Shaq, I sent my husband to get an Epson EcoTake printer, and he bought the wrong printer.
Ooh, that's bad. But as far as sports...
He bought one with cartridges.
Yeah, cartridges are a pain, but...
The EcoTank is cartridge-free. Comes with a ridiculous amount of ink.
Your husband owes you big time. Let me talk to him.
Already taken care of. He's giving me a foot massage right now. Say hi, dear.
Hey, Shaq.
Nice.
Sports
Hour. Sponsored by Epson EcoTank. Just feel and chill. Get your Epson EcoTank at Staples today.
At Booking.com, our search filters make it easy to book the perfect place to stay to check off any New Year's resolution. Want to be more active this year? Book a resort with a fitness center at Booking.com. Check. Want to shorten your commute? Book a ski lodge right by the lifts at Booking.com. Check. Or do you want to worry less in 2020? Then book a vacation home with a relaxing hot tub. Check. At Booking.com, there's a booking for every resolution. Download the app and book now.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
It's time to start fresh with nice new pens and notebooks.
There's no better time than now to get organized with help from Staples.
Because right now, a 12-pack of Bic Round Stick ballpoint pens is $1.49.
A 4-pack of Expo dry erase markers is $3.99.
And Staples comp books are only $1 each.
So make time to save on all your office essentials at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 1/18/20. Valid on assorted SKUs while supplies last.
The big game is right around the corner, and the basketball season is off and rolling. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through it all. BetOnline.ag has all of the big game wagering action that you could ask for, including everyone's favorites, the prop bets. How long will the national anthem go? Will there be a wardrobe malfunction? How many yards will Patrick Mahomes throw for? There are literally hundreds of props to bet on before the game even starts. So head on over to betonline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and get in on everything about the big game. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, betonline.ag.
We're back, and we thank you for listening to the Sports Lounge. You know you have a lot of choices in sports talk radio. Thanks for joining yours truly, Michael Horn, Mike Gary, and the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend Fred Dreyer here in our Sports Lounge, coming to you from CRN Sports, Sports Byline, and on Sirius XM Channel 211, also on Roku and Facebook Live. We're glad to have you here on the show. Now, a guy that also joins us on the program that probably is a little hesitant to be on the show today, we're talking about our buddy Adam Burns from betonline.ag. Adam, welcome to the show. Fred Dreyer wants to say hello to you.
Come on in, Adam.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Did your team win Sunday?
No.
And you know,
I've already forgotten about
it. You know what's it? I'm here to
Fred remembers.
I'm here to remind you. It was embarrassing, actually.
It was a tough game, but they came back towards
the
end.
Green Bay's got a short window here with this quarterback, and they got beat at the line of scrimmage, And so this is what's going to happen, I think. I think San Francisco is going to have the edge at the line of scrimmage. Now, whether or not that translates into anything important, who in the hell knows? We'll have to wait and see. But I'm going with San Francisco.
So, Adam, yeah, what's it look like? Get us to the you guys. We all have our own picks, including Adam himself. But what do the facts say right now? It's almost a pick 'em game. I mentioned here, correct?
Yeah, we opened it, I think, -2 KC. We took a little bit of San Fran money right away, and then it's back to -1 Kansas City. So it's essentially a pick 'em game, a 50-50 game. Right now, probably about 2/3 of the money are coming in on Kansas City, and that's a position I don't mind being in, that we need at the book San Francisco. And even from a Super Bowl perspective of betting on who's going to win the Super Bowl all year, San Fran's a very big winner for us, and KC's a very big loser. So we're going to need them on that side of things and for the game itself. I kind of agree with Fred. I think if they can, get some pressure and contain Mahomes a little bit, I think, maybe they do have the edge. But that's, all to be seen. Obviously, it's easier said than done.
Always. And, you got to play the game,
But people are siding with Kansas City for the most part. The interesting one is the total in the game. When it opened, it was 51, last Sunday night. And it's already at 54. And this is like one of the most lopsided totals we've seen probably all year, and especially in the Super Bowl. It's like over 90% of the money's coming in still on the over at 54. I'm not surprised why people are looking at the last few games that, especially Kansas City have played. But that's a pretty high total. We're going to need the under probably pretty big time in that game. That's one of the most lopsided things right now.
You got two pretty good defenses here. Am I right, Fred? It's going to be going there, 54
total
points?
Yeah, very, very good. I think that the offenses kind of like wash each other. They're very explosive, both teams, as we've seen over the course of the year and certainly in the playoff games. San Francisco has played vigorously in these playoff games. It's taken Kansas City a while, certainly. When they were playing the Texans, they got beat. They were down 24 points, and it was just a fantastic rally that they came back 24 points and pulled ahead. They scored like 51 points to their 7 in the second half. It was just unbelievable display of offense, and so now this is an opportunity, I think, for Kansas City Andy Reid's a terrific coach. And he's probably due. Everybody's kind of rooting for him. But he's a terrific coach, and he's got his job work cut out for him. It's going to be a tough job, you know, trying to move the ball on the ground against San Francisco.
You know, here Adam and Fred and Mike Gary, we got to talk about this a little bit because everybody's talking about the defense of the 49ers. It's great. They only gave up 310 points all season long. Look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They only gave up 308 points all season. These defenses are balanced. Fred, you and I said, hey, maybe there's a shot here. Derrick Henry can go for it and beat him with Tennessee. But it didn't happen because the one defense wasn't the Patriots. No, it wasn't Baltimore. It was the Kansas City Chiefs that came in and grabbed it and shut that guy down, Derrick Henry. Adam, that's going to be a big point in the game, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, obviously, the running backs on both teams aren't stellar running backs like Derrick Henry. And I mean, yeah, last week, San Fran, when Coleman went down, he got over 200 yards. So, you know, but that, I don't think that's going to happen again, obviously, especially with these defenses. But I think that the line is right at about a pick them. And like I said, we're seeing a little bit more money on Kansas City, but not crazy right now. But I think way, we're going to need – I'm going to be a San Fran fan this week when I hated them last week.
How do they? How do you contact you there, Adam? What's the website?
Yeah, betonline.ag, and they can follow me on BetOnline Burns and have some fun with it.
BetOnline Burns, betonline.ag.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine? Or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. The silent Mike Gary, who I know has a lot to say, will get in here. And, of course, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend here. And a little bit more on this this baseball scandal here, Fred Dreyer, because I know you don't have the end of this here. There needs to be some tough questions asked by reporters and keep the pressure on Rob Manfred and others as that involved in this. So Altuve of the group, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, why are we asking permission to investigate this?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is going on here that, you know, it's very suspicious, you know, when the fix is in. How many people don't come forward? Who specifically doesn't come forward? If I'm an owner of a team and I'm righteous and someone accuses my players of stealing the signs in order to win the game, to make my championship team illegitimate, I'm coming at them. I'm there every single day on the horn, available to press, and I'm going to start pointing my finger at people. And that's not happening. This guy has scattered, just like most of them, just like Hinch and all these other guys. Where's the reporter that's going to say to his editor, you know, L.A. Times is, you know, it's a miserable paper, as is the New York Times. Why doesn't one of those people that work for the L.A. Times tell their editor, I'm going to go run down Hinch. I know he's over fly fishing in Botswana. I'm going to go get this guy, and I'm going to talk to him, and I'm going to start asking him questions, and I'm going to tape it. I'm going to get my cell phone, and I'm going to chase this guy around for a month if I have to.
Well, I think that's asked and answered right there. I think that, sadly, the baseball establishment, they rely on the writers themselves. We see this week with the Hall of Fame voting to police the game rather than the game policing itself. We've seen this with Curt Schilling not getting into the Hall of Fame based on his political views. We see that Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens not getting in because of perceived use of steroids. It seems like the league itself does not want to issue any sort of punishment, but rather have the writers 50 years down the line, see if these guys are eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah. I keep making this point. This is exactly the same position that ownership and the printed press and the electronic media have played with one another in their relationship to questionable players who are either on steroids or not. Are you or aren't you? What happened when you decided, I just hit a 500-foot home run into the ocean for my 599th home run of the week, and now you guys are now giving me a hard time? And yeah, because the owners told the press, we'll make the players accessible to you, and you can go talk to them, and you can harangue them, you can ask them anything you want, you can go right into the locker room, stand right in front of Barry Bonds as he sits in his rocking chair, MFing everybody. And because he got caught and he's too stupid to understand how to explain his way out of it or to even tell people, I am on juice. So what are you going to do about it? Because the ownership never did anything about it. And they knew. They wanted a home run war. They wanted the publicity.
Right.
That sport was never so popular in my lifetime than it was in the steroid era. Never.
Well, and here's the thing. Rob Manfred says, hey, owners, don't talk about this. Hey, players, don't talk about it. Thank heaven we got a few players. We mentioned this last week a little bit, but Cody Bellinger, the National League MVP, one of several players that broke the silence. And he said, for the sake of the game, I hope this isn't true. If true, there needs to be major consequences to the players. He says that completely ruins the integrity of the game. And then Alex Wood, who was on Cincinnati, now back with the Dodgers, he's saying the same thing. He says, hey, I'd rather face a guy that's been on steroids than somebody that's getting the, electronic impulses on his armpit so he knows there's a fastball coming down the way. And other players, Tampa Bay's left-hander Blake Snell also mentioned something. He retweeted things. So I think a few brave souls have ventured forth to say something about this. I think the integrity of the game is at stake here if they don't go ahead and take care of some of these players that were involved and the owner that obviously knew.
Well, you're correct. Both mics are correct here. However, it's not enough unless there's somebody goes down, and everybody knows that the Astro owner is guilty. He knew, he signed off on it, and while the Dodgers were just befuddled as hell as to why their pitchers, pretty good pitching staff,
yep,
was getting shelled by these guys. And it's interesting how you hear the criticism of how the Dodgers were pitched to, how the Dodgers pitched to the Astros. And
and to Boston.
Well, yeah, but really specifically here, Astros. I mean, this was just the standard of what has been hammered out here is just beyond anything you can imagine. And until somebody says to the owner of the Astros, we want to talk to you. We want to have a press conference with you, and we want to talk to you because we've got something to tell you. And
that's reporters.
And that has to come from our lame reporters in this country.
And one final thought. Cleveland Indians right-hander Mike Clevenger, he went a step farther. He said, the Astros shouldn't feel comfortable looking at any of us in the eye and calling out the Astros fans as well. The fans are getting involved in this. I think the fans will have the last word. They'll get on these players for cheating, especially when they go to some of these parks on the road. I want to hear loud and clear this year. Yeah. We'll have more straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. Mike Horn, Mike Gary, and Fred Dreyer from CRN Sports.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by WarranTech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Mike Geary, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, you mentioned a little bit about Barry Bonds, and I just want to say he fell short again for the eighth straight year in getting in the Hall of Fame. He finished with a little bit higher this year, 60.7% of the vote, but he needed 75% to get in. So he's not in there, even though he's the home run leader. So
I think that the people who have broke these records, who have such a footprint in the industry, should be in the Hall of Fame. And and how you handle this, you put a gigantic asterisk, just like you would with the Astros, and say, these guys cheated. This is a set of circ. Read the following paragraph or two and take a look at the video. It'll explain how this World Series was handled, and it'll also explain the steroid era to you.
Yeah, and real quick, the spotlight on signs stealing in Major League Baseball. You look at other scandals. Lance Armstrong, remember with he gave himself some anti-doping stuff over there. They couldn't get him. The SMU death penalty in amateur sports, NCAA was there. The Black Sox scandal, Deflategate, everybody was talking about that. Pete Rose, Marion Jones, who had the Olympic records, had to give those back. I think this is the biggest one of all time here, sign stealing in baseball, don't you?
Well, especially the fact that it was, that the World Series was in the balance.
Yes. the World Series was in the balance. So that to me marks this thing as something that's, you know, we're not done with this yet. We got to take a better look at this thing. Yeah. I mean, Donald Sterling, that was another one.
There's another one where he
spoke out and said things he shouldn't say. He had to sell his team. If this guy, you know, had cheaters on his team, get rid of the team, right?
And guess what? If the owners, which is the big clubhouse, if the owners want you out, you're out.
Yep.
Apparently, owners don't want to punish the Astro owner by taking his team away from him.
That's right. We got to get out of here. That's our thoughts for the week. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Yeah, final words from you, Fred.
We're not finished with this subject matter, folks.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.